Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning a new section of the Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Eruvei Tchumin. We concluded Hilchos Tchumin yesterday, so now we're going to be doing page Ayin Reish Beis Amud Beis, and this is Simin Tav Ches, and we'll be doing the beginning of Si'if Aleph. So it starts off with the Ramah, an unusual thing that the Simin starts off with the Ramah saying, Mutul Arif Eruvei Tchumin Luknos Shvisa Sof HaTchum, that there's such a thing called an Erev Tchum. You can be called a Shvisa at the end of your Tchum Shabbos from where you are right now, and therefore v'lechein, and that leads you into what the Shulchan Aruch is about to say. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nalev, Haynu Afshe in Ladam Nalev B'Shabbos Makom Shvisa Asar Rak Alpayim, even though you're only allowed to go 2,000 amos from your Makom Shvisa on Shabbos Kumvur Lelbesim Shin Tzadi Zayin, like we've already explained previously, he tiru lahalich arbaas alafim l'tzadechol yaladei sheminiach mazon shtei sudos b'sof alpayim makom shu amid ben hashmashos. You're going to be able to travel 4,000 amos from where you are right now if you have positioned a makom shvisa 2,000 amos from where you are right now, meaning instead of where you are at Ben HaShemashos being your center of gravity, let somewhere else be your center of gravity. Let somewhere else be your home for that Shabbos. V'al-yidei-zech, Hashvinu lo kilo ha'isa shvizah so-shab. By putting Mazon Shtei Sudos there, it makes it that's your home for that Shabbos. V'yesh lo la'alich al-payim amel kol ruach mimakom ahu. And therefore, you can go 2,000 amos from that place in every direction. U'mishum da'mechaber kasov lashon di'avad, hosef ramad, d'gam l'chadchim. The reason that Ramah felt the need to add something over here is because the Mechaber makes it sound like the whole thing is b'diavad. If you happen to have left food, then you can. So the Ramah says, you could do this. You're allowed to do this on purpose. However, we're going to see in Simen Tav Tesvav that l'chadchila you're not really allowed to do this unless it's for the sake of a Dvar Mitzvah. You can only set up an Eruvei Tchumin for the sake of a Dvar Mitzvah. B'diavad, if you did it for a Dvar Rishos and not a Dvar Mitzvah, it's still going to work. So now we start the Mechaber in Simen Tav Ches. So, Mi Sheyatza Me'ir Be'erev Shabbos V'niach Mazon Shtei Sudos. If a person left the city on Erev Shabbos and he put aside two su'udos, rachok mir b'toch ha'tchum, at a distance from the city, but still within the tchum of the city, the kavash v'isas u'sham, and he established his Shabbos residence there. Aval pi shechazur li'ir v'lan b'beso, even though he went back into the city, and he slept overnight in his house in the city, nachshav oso kilu shabbos makam sheniach b'shtei su'udos. We view it as if he's spending Shabbos in the place where he left those two su'udos, v'zeu ha'nikra eruvei tchumin, and this is what we call eruvei tchumin. V'yesh olahalich makam eruvei and therefore he can go 2,000 amos in every direction from that place of the Eruv. Let's see some Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis. He doesn't have to go out himself and put the Shtei Su'udos there. It could be that he sent a Shaliach to do so. That's just as good. Now it might be more than 2,000 amos away from his house, but it's within 2,000 amos of the city, so it's within the tchum of the city. As opposed to if he put his eruv even further than that, then the eruv is invalid. You can't be kona shvisa in a place during ben hashmashos that you're not able to go to during ben hashmashos. So if it's more than 2,000 amos from the city you are currently in during ben hashmashos, that is not a valid eruv tchumin. He's kaveh his shvisa there, meaning he puts the food there in order to be kona shvisa there. So even though a couple of hours before Shabbos he goes right back into the city, if he were to stay there until Shabbos starts, then he wouldn't need the food. He doesn't need the Erev Tchumin because his physical presence there would be his kinyan of shvisa. The idea that he could leave food there and that will be representative of him and be kona shvisa, and that's the chiddush of this simen. And this is what we call a ruvei tchumin. Nikra came lefi shuma arif tchum shelo hayachal leilich b'tchila imatchum shayachal leilich bo. It's called a ruvei tchumin. An eruv really means it's like a mixture. So he's combining the tchum Shabbos that he would have had without this mazon shtei sudos with a new tchum Shabbos that now gets extended. There's some overlap between the two tchumei Shabbos. And now back in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch spells it out for us. What does this look like? look like? Lefichach, therefore, kishuhu mahalich mimakom eruva lemachar alpayim ama kenegad eir. When he goes toward the eruv the next day on Shabbos morning, he decides to walk in that direction, 2,000 amos corresponding to the city. Eino mahalich biir ela adsof midaso. He's only allowed to go in the city up until where the tchum of that makom shvisa is. If the city were inside the measure of that tchum, then the entire city would be considered like 4 amos, and we would not have to measure amma for amma in the city. We'd look at the entire city as if it's only taking up 4 amos, and then you can continue counting toward the 2,000 amos on the other side of the city. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, Ratzalomar, the Iker Shvisasa Nasa Lidei Zeb, Makome Eruv. Now his Makom Shvisa is where the Eruv is. And therefore, when he goes back to the city, he can only go up until 2,000 amos from the Eruv. And even if he did not yet leave his house where he slept, if there's only 2,000 amos from the Eruv to his house, then he's not allowed to go one step in the other direction from his house, meaning his house is at the extreme of his brand new Tchum Shabbos, if his house is 2,000 amos from the place where he left the Eruv. So if the Eruv is to the east and his house is more toward the west, he's not allowed to take one step to the west from the doorstep of his house. And he cannot change his mind. He's locked into that for the rest of Shabbos. He cannot change his mind in the middle of Shabbos and say, you know what? Let my house be my Makom Shvisa. No, you're already set up a Makom Shvisa during Ben Hashmashos. So now, back in the Shulchan Aruch Ketzad, how does this play out? Let's say he sets up a Zeruv Tchubin 1,000 amos to the east of his house, in the east of the city. He can go 2,000 amos further east than where that Eruv is. And he can go up until 2,000 amos to the west of where that Eruv is. 1,000 amos from the Eruv to where his house is. And then another 1,000 amos inside the city. And that's where his line is. But he cannot go throughout the entire city. He can only go up until that 1,000 amos into the city. But vim hayomi beso ad sofiir pachos me elef afilu ama achas. But if from his house until the end of the city was less than 1,000 amos, somehow even by one ama shenimtzes midaso kolsa chutzl ir, where the 2,000 amos to the west of that eruv are now going to be on the other side of the city, even by just one ama, well then the entire city is considered muvla in the new tchum, and therefore teichashev medina kula ka'arba amos. The entire city is now measured as if it's all 4 amos. V'hali chutzal, and therefore you can go on the other side of the city, teisha meos v'tisha m'sheish ama tashlam alpayim, another 996 amos to be mashlim, the 2,000 amos to the west of your eruv. L'fichach miniach eruva b'richuk alpayim ama mi'beso sh'bi'ir. So if you left your eruv 2,000 amos, let's say, to the east of the city, and your house is all the way on the edge of the city, on the eastern edge of the city, so hifsid is called the ir, you're not allowed to go anywhere in the city, because your house is at the very edge of your brand new Tchum Shabbos. V'nimitza mahalich mibeso ad-eruv al-payim ama, u'me'eruv v'ala al-payim ama. So you can go 2,000 amos from your house to the eruv, and then another 2,000 amos beyond that. V'enu mahalich mibeso b'ir, the ruach marav, afilu amachas. But you're not allowed to take even one step to the west from your house. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches, at sofa elef, v'im kolsa amida be'emtza ir, in l'alich rak atzof midaso. If the 2,000 amos of your brand new tchum ends in middle of the city, that's where you can go till and no further. But pachos, but if the your tchum Shabbos, your new tchum is going to end all the way past the city, meaning it's going to include the entire city and then go past that, lav davka pachos elu adinim kol samidas elef b'sofi ir b'shava, or even if it just gets mamish to the other edge of the city. So your Erev is 1,000 amos, let's say, to the east of the city, and the 2,000 amos of that tchum ends on the western edge of the city, all the way on the western edge of the city. Gamkin kol ir nachshav karba amos. We then calculate the entire city as if it's only taking up 4 4 amos, even though it's really taking up 1,000 amos. The Yeshom de Divrei HaShulchan Aruch b'tiyukahu, Mishum demidazu shel paimam benonis mesula kaladim v'yashel tzamtzein. Some say that no, the tchum has to end a little bit past the western edge of the city, not mamish at the western edge of the city, because we're too nervous that people are going to make calculation errors. V'alkein, chmira poskim, shia kula amida chutz li'ir davka, shia kala amida chutz li'ir davka. And that's why we require that the measurement ends dafka outside of the city. But in a time of tzorech, we could be mekil even if the measurement ends mamish at the edge, at the western edge of the city. The reason we give a case where your house is mamish on the eastern edge of the city and the eruv is 2,000 amos from your house, as opposed to just saying your house is somewhere in the middle of the city and the eruv is 2,000 amos from the city, which is more than 2,000 amos from your house, after the makom eruvo hu rashi leilch mibeso, even though you're allowed to go to all the way to the makom of your eruv, k'tel b'sif kot gimel, avalachzor misham achar shetachshok v'lolim v'beso aser, but you're not going to be able to come back to stay in your house. El tzoruch lolim bechem mibatir asamach b'toch abayim makom eruvo, because when it comes to coming back, you need to be within the space that the 2,000 amos of your eruv. So essentially what we learned this evening is that there is a concept called eruv etchumen, and that means that as long as it's you can set up two mazon shtei sudos in a place that's within the tchum of where you're allowed to walk to during Ben HaShemashos, and that becomes your new center, and we measure 2,000 amos in every direction. Now, if the 2,000 amos end in the middle of your city, that's as far as you're allowed to go. But if the 2,000 amos end all the way through your city, all the way on the other side of your city, then even the city itself only counts as 4 amos, and then we continue the count of 2,000 amos on the other side of the city. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the continuation of the Ramah on Si'if Aleph, and Be'ezras Hashem, we'll try to finish Si'if Aleph tomorrow. So everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.